5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional, some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. As I'm working on this episode, in the background, I have the Finland versus Sweden hockey game playing on the TV. I figured, why not look for a hockey story? So I went in search of one, but I found a long poem instead. Today, we read the poem titled The Parson at the Hockey Game, which comes to us from the book titled Canada, My Land, and is written by W.M. McArthur. I probably slaughtered that name, so I do apologize if I did. This little tournament has been fun, because I have friends here in the U.S. and in Canada, and I also have been communicating with a friend in Finland throughout these first three games of the tournament. I guess that's the great thing about sports, is that it can span the whole globe, and we can all come together and cheer for the good guys and hope the bad guys lose. So I would close this out with a Go Team USA, and I'm hoping for a USA versus Finland final, with the U.S. coming out victorious. We will see, though. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Parson at the Hockey Match. It's very disagreeable to sit here in the cold, in a sinful waste of time. It's too late now to scold. I'll think about my sermon and my prayers for Sunday next, and the young folks may be happy. Let me see, what was my text? But what a throng of people, an immortal soul in each. With such an audience, this would be a splendid place to preach. I'd have the pulpit halfway down, what ice without a smirch. Here are the men, I wonder if they ever go to church. The teams, yes, the forwards, point and cover point and goal. Thank you, my dear, I understand, is that a lump of coal? Rubber, yes, the puck, just so. One's holding it, I see, that fellow with his clothes all on, that's the referee. What was he whistling for? His dog? Why, they've begun to play. Well, that's rough. I really think we're doing wrong to stay. It's sickening, deafening, dear. I wish this uproar could be stilled. I do sincerely trust there'll not be anybody killed. It's a wondrous exhibition of alertness, speed, and strength. I suppose there's not much danger. There's a fellow at full length. He's up again, that's plucky, while the little lad has pluck, and now he's master of the ice, possessor of the puck. He dodges two opponents, but collides with one at last, a Philistine Goliath. David baffles him and fast. Darts onward o'er the whitening sheet, while from each crowded row, the crazed spectators cheer him on. Look, has he lost it? No! He's clear again. Played, my boy. I'd like to see him score. I'll have no voice for Sunday if I shout like this much more. But there his ruthless enemies overwhelm him in a shoal. Well played, you hero, safely passed. Now for a shot on goal. Shoot, shoot, you duffer. Shoot, you goose, you donkey, you great galoot. You addle-padded idiot, you nincompoop, you shoot. You've lost it. Never mind, well tried. The other dash was grand. Why did they stop? Offside, you say? I don't quite understand. That's puzzling. I suppose it's right. I wish they'd not delay. This is a most provoking interruption to the play. Cold? Nothing of the sort. I'm heated with the game. I'm really enjoying it. Indeed, I'm glad I came. I'd like to see both ends at once. I can't from where we sit. They've scored one yonder. What's the row? A player has been hit? Such things are bound to happen in a rapid game like this. They'll soon resume the play, my dear. There's nothing much amiss. Some trifling accident received in a rough body check, a shoulder dislocated, or a fracture of the neck. Oh no, it's nothing serious. The game begins again. They're here, a writhing, struggling mass of half a dozen men. Battling and groaning with the strife, and breathing hard and fast, swayed back and forth, and stooping low like elms before the blast. Changing their places like a fleet of vessels tempest-driven, that blindly meet within the waves and part with timbers riven. Waving their sticks with frantic zeal, but isn't this a sight? My goodness, I could sit and watch a game like this all night. There, dirty trousers, there's your chance. Muffed it, why weren't you quick? This is a sight to make the sad rejoice, to heal the sick. To rouse the drones and give them life, to last them half a year. Hit them again, I wish I had my congregation here. My stars, and this is hockey. Hockey's the king of sports. This is the thing to come to when you're feeling out of sorts. This is the greatest holiday I've had for many weeks. This helps one to appreciate the feeling of the Greeks. I understand my Homer now, O Hercules, behold. Yon Trojan giant, he's that cast in an Olympian mold. Ye gods, he more than doubled up the other stalwart cove. Here comes swift-footed Mercury, the messenger of Jove. Adown the blue, outstripping all he speeds, oh, what a spurt. His shoulders have no wings, but see, he has them on his shirt. He's broken through the forward line, baffled the cover point, thrown down the other man and knocked their game all out of joint. And now he rushes on the goal, this makes the senses reel. Goal, goal, hurrah, hurrah, well done, men of the winged wheel. At last, how soon, the game is done, I've scarcely drawn a breath. This getting out is difficult, I'm almost crushed to death. The cars are packed, how we'll go home, I'm sure I do not know. Here's room for you, get up, my dears, I'll walk away you go. My sermon's gone, but as I walk, I cannot help but think that after all, perhaps I found a sermon in the rink. This world is an arena with a slippery sheet of ice, and I'll have skates and hockey sticks and enter without price. And seats are round for those who rest, the idle and the old, but those who are not in the game are apt to find it cold. Some play defense, some forward, with terrific speed and stress. The puck keeps flying twixt the goals of failure and success. Now up, now down, across and back, here, there, and everywhere, the grit of skates, the crack of sticks, the shouting filling the air. Some slip and fall a thousand times and spring up in a trice. Some go to pieces on their feet and have to leave the ice. Some play offside, kick, tackle, trip, try every kind of foul. Some players are forever cheered, some only get a howl. We seldom hear the whistle of the watchful referee, who mostly lets the game go on as if he didn't see. No gong rings out half-time to let the players get their breath. To most, full-time comes only with the solemn stroke of death. The winners are not always those who make the biggest score. The vanquished oft are victors when the stubborn game is o'er. For many things are added to make up the grand amount, and everything is taken at the last into account. The sort of sticks we played with, and the way our feet were shod, for the trophy is salvation, and the referee is God. God prosper our Canadian sports, and keep them clean and pure, wholehearted, manly, generous, and let them long endure. Long live each honest winter sport, each good Canadian game, to train the youth in lusty health and iron strength of frame. To make them noble, vigorous, straightforward, ardent, bold, nearer a perfect standard than the grandest knights of old. keeping the path of rectitude the young throughout the land, and guide them ever on their way by thine unerring hand. Along the slippery path of life, in safety toward the goal, and keep their bodies holy as the temples of the soul. For the river of the future from the present's fountain runs, and a nation's hope is founded on the virtue of her sons. The glory of a man is strength, thy wisdom hath declared. Let strength increase and strength of frame with strength of will be paired. And let these twain go hand in hand with strength of heart and mind, and strength of character present all forms of strength combined. Oh, make out strength the strength of men to perfect stature grown, and use it for thine ends and turn man's glory to thine own.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.